Okay, yesterday in the pastime we saw how millions of people, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, now all of you sit properly. Now you are going to hear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. All of you should sit properly. So yesterday we saw how the Lord induced millions of people to go in Ganga to take bath. It was lunar eclipse, and even the Muslims, the atheists, everyone was chanting in all the four directions only the names of the Lord. At this time, where the whole world was doing only one activity, the whole world only one activity of chanting the name of the Lord, at that time Lord Krishna, he was born as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai!
And then all the people, they started coming. When a child is born, they come to give gifts, no? So what happened? Malini Devi, who is the wife of Shivas Thakur, and Malati Devi, who is the wife of Chandrasekhar Acharya, they all came to give gifts to Sachi Mata. To give, because a new child is born, no? So they came to give gifts. Now, 1 month passed. And Sachi Mata was in, you can give some coloring to him in your notebook. So, Sachi Mata, what did she do? She was along with the baby in a house a little far away from their house. So, at that time, what happened? Many demigods, they wanted to have darshan of the baby because it is the Lord himself. So what they would do? They would disguise themselves. They would disguise themselves and they would come to see the baby. And at that time, sometimes to have fun, what they would do is they would show some shadowy the residents over there in Navadvip. They could see some shadowy figures and some noises. They would say, they would all start chanting, Narasimha, Narasimha. They would always, and all the ladies in Navadvip, they were always, they wanted to protect the child. Because this child was so beautiful. Because he was the Lord himself. And he had very beautiful markings on his lotus feet. And he was so beautiful, extremely beautiful. They all were always chanting mantras to protect the child. So now, they started chanting Narasimha, Narasimha. And they called a person, they thought maybe it's a ghost. Because when demigods, they came disguised in a shadowy figure, that time they all thought maybe it's a ghost. So they called a person who would drive away the ghost. So that person would come and he would say, hey, you get out from here, you cannot stay here, and all these things. And all the demigods would have a big laugh because they were just doing it as a pastime. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai!
Then after that, one day, this, yeah, and basically what would Nimai do is, as a child, he would do one activity. Yeah, this was just 1 month before all these pastimes. After 1 month, one day what happened, Sachi Mata went to Ganga to take bath, and then she came and she was doing some work in the kitchen. So what happened, this Nimai, this child, he got up, he was so small, he got up and he broke all the things in the house. And he put all the rice, dal, whatever was there in the house, everything he put it down. And then he went and slept, as though nothing happened. So the mother came and then she saw all everywhere scattered. And she saw Nimai was very nicely sleeping. So then she thought that, oh, when I was not there, somebody has come and they wanted to take away my child, disturb my child. But because we are chanting these mantras, so he is protected. And Nimai was laughing because all the ladies came and again they were chanting the mantras. So then Nimai, you know, he was smiling nicely. So Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai!
So this was one of the pastime. And you know, he would do a pastime every day. As a child, he would cry so loudly. So loudly. loudly he would cry. And even if you come and give him milk, you give him sweets, you give him games, you give him anything, still he will cry more loudly. And the only possible way to stop making him cry was the only way he could stop crying is only if all the ladies, not even like this, all the ladies would come and they all would chant, they would clap their hands and they would raise their hands and then they would chant the Maha Mantra. So then only he would keep quiet. And this pastime he would do it every day. And sometimes the ladies, they loved Nimai so much, the baby child, that they would come and wait in the veranda of, who is the father of Chaitanya?
Jagannath.
They would come and wait in the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra. If Nimai would not cry at that time, they would wait for Nimai to cry. Mm-hmm. So that he would cry and then they would say the Maha Mantra. So like this he would do the pastimes every day. And then one day, and you know what happened, even before walking, what he would do, he didn't even start to walk, okay, he was a baby. Then what he would do, he would go and sit in the laps of all those Matajis. When they would be singing, he would cry, they would start singing, he'll go and sit in their laps. Then gradually, after some time, he started to learn to walk. So he would catch very tight the hand of Jagannath Mishra. Because he was afraid to walk. See, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is giving us the ability to do everything. But these are his pastimes. He couldn't walk. He would very tightly hold his father. And you know, with his legs, he would, you know, just try to, you know, like toddle like that. You understand, right? Like that he would walk. He would be afraid, you know, that he should not fall down. He would catch hold of his father. He started gradually walking. But once he started walking, he became more naughty. You know, so what he would do? He would go outside and whatever he would get, he would start eating. So, one day what happened, the ladies, and this past time he would do every day of crying. Even after he started walking, every day he would cry. And then the ladies will be singing, he will sit in their laps. And then he will go outside walking, he will go to the banana wala and he will say, give me bananas. So the banana wala, because his child was so beautiful, they would give him the bananas. And then he will go to the shop where they sell sandesh. Sandesh is a milk sweet made by which is offered to the Lord. So he would give me sandesh. So then they will give him sandesh. So he will take sandesh, he will take the bananas, he will come running to the room where all the ladies will be still singing the song for him. So he would come inside and then he would give the sandesh to someone, he'll give the bananas to someone. So this way, even if we all, if we chant the names of Krishna, if we do kirtan for Krishna, he will come and give us the fruit of Krishna Prem. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. So this way the Lord would give satisfaction to everyone's heart. Then one day, what happened? He was playing in the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra. No one was there. I mean, they were a little away. At that time, a very big, ferocious serpent, a big, huge snake, it came. And what did Nimai do? He started went and he caught hold of that snake. And the snake coiled around Nimai. And Nimai was playing with the snake. And who was that snake? Anantasesha. It is Anantasesha. Okay. So it was Anantasesha. So Anantasesha, as I told you the first day also, he would become anything for the Lord. He would become slippers for the Lord. Hari Bol Harsh. He'd become anything for the Lord. He would become slippers for the Lord. He'll become umbrella for the Lord. He'll become bed for the Lord. He'll do any service for the Lord. So this Anantasesha, what did he? So they were doing pastimes with the Lord. The Lord was playing nicely, but the people over there, they came. Oh, so big snake is there. They started shouting, Garuda, Garuda. They started shouting because Garuda is the vahana of the Lord, and the snakes are afraid of Garuda because Garuda will eat them. So they were shouting, Garuda, Garuda. So then in the meantime, Anantasesha, at that time Nimai was nicely sleeping on that, on the coils of Anantasesha. The devotee and the Lord, they both were having very nice pastime. So then Sachi Mata came running. So Anantasesha thought, oh, all the people are disturbed here, so I must go away from here. So slowly he started coming away. And Sachi Mata came running. Oh, my child. She came running and she took the child and she started, you know, trying to pacify him and all. But then the Lord, you know, he was going again. He wanted to go and catch the snake again and again. Because the snake was going away, he wanted to catch the snake again and again. So this way the Lord, but Anantasesha, he went away because he didn't want to disturb the people over there. So this pastime, if anyone hears, then you will not be affected by the serpent of material illusion, of material life. Okay? Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Then one day, Sachi Mata dressed Nimai very nicely. She put nice jewelry for him. So nice jewelry. He was so attractive. And he was, at that time, two thieves came. Two thieves came at that time. They thought, wow, if we come and we take the jewelry, then we'll become very rich. So they told, okay, we will kidnap this child. So they took Nimai and one of them put him in his shoulder. And in the way, they started saying, come, we'll take you home. We won't disturb you. We'll show how to go to your house. And one thief started giving him sandesh. And Nimai was nicely enjoying. He was having a nice ride. And the thieves, they were walking and walking and walking. They went through all Navadvip. They actually wanted to go to their adda. They wanted to go to the place where they stay. They wanted to go to their place where they stay so that they will rob away all Nimai's ornaments. But then what happened? They walking, they ended up, they came to a house. They said, now we have come to our house. But then it was the house of Jagannath Mishra. Yes, it was house on, and then they saw all the people coming there. Oh, this, we have come back to the same house. This was the Lord's pastime. See, the Lord can make you forget everything. He can remind you everything. If you chant every day the names of the Lord, you will never forget your answers. You will never forget your studies. You will remember all your formulas. You will remember all maths, science, history, geography, Marathi, Hindi, all your subjects you will remember. But if you don't chant the names of the Lord, then even the question paper comes, oh, I have never seen these questions. That's what you will have. But if you chant the names of the Lord, it will be very easy. Only those questions which you have studied, those will come in the exam. But if you chant every day. So then, now the thief, what happened? See, the Lord made the thief forget their own way. They came back to the same house. Then they saw, oh, this is the house from where we robbed him. They started running away. In the meantime, Jagannath Mishra and all were searching, where is Nimai, where is Nimai? And at that time, this child came there. So they told to Nimai, Nimai, where were you? So he said, oh, I lost the way. And these two nice people, very nice people, they brought me home. And Jagannath Mishra thought, oh, then we must give them gift. So then they said, yeah. So they told that you must give gift to them. So then they were about to come and give them nice turbans. But the thieves, they thought they will come and punish us. So they ran away from there. So this way, the Lord did many pastimes. And in between, I just forgot to mention the pastime of the name-giving ceremony. A name-giving ceremony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it was a very beautiful day. They were going to do the naming ceremony. So the ladies of Navadvip thought that we should name him Nimai. Because, like yesterday I told, initially Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, they gave birth to 8 daughters. But all the 8 daughters died. That is why they thought that this child should be protected. So they named him Nimai. Because he was born under a neem tree. Why Nimai? Neem tree. So that is the name the ladies of Navadvip kept. Along with Sachi Mata. And who is the grandfather of Nimai? Yes, Neelambar Chakravarti is a astrologer. Hari bol for her. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari. So Neelambar Chakravarti, he thought that this boy, he is going to protect the whole world. So what we can keep his name as? What am I telling now? Hari bol. What did I say now? You people are troubling a lot now. So he kept the name Vishwambhar. The meaning of Vishwambhar is the protector of the whole world, sustainer of the world. Who kept the name Vishwambhar?
Nilambar Chakravarti.
Yeah, Nilambar Chakravarti kept the name Vishwambhar. And then the some other ladies of Navadvip thought his color was golden. Chara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's color was golden. So they thought we'll give him the name Gaurahari. And some named him Gauranga. Jagannath Mishra named him Gauranga. So like that he had many names. Nimai, Vishwambhar, Gauranga, Gaurahari. So these were the names Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. And there was one more ritual in the naming ceremony. That is, they give the child four boxes. In one box sweets are there. In one box toys are there. In one box money is there. And in one box Srimad Bhagavatam. The child, he immediately crawled, he took Srimad Bhagavatam and he embraced it like this. Everybody started chanting Hari Bol. Everybody started chanting Hari Bol. They said that this child is very great. He will preach the message of Srimad Bhagavatam in the whole universe. He will make devotees all around the world because he chose Srimad Bhagavatam. He didn't go for sweets, he didn't go for money, he didn't go for games. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Yeah.
For the further pastimes of Nimai, we'll see tomorrow.